Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Adi, Serato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haiti joining us now as he does every Tuesday from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, how are you feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Ravens need a big win on Sunday. Do not want to drop to 1-4. That would be a situation where you're really in some trouble, and I don't know what would happen. I didn't want to know what would happen at 1-3, but here we are.
Well, they were up 15 in week one. They should have been 1-0, but that's a revisiting things that are still painful 3 weeks later. But Nnamdi Madubuike out for the year. We won't even start to speculate what his career arc will be. We know that he's done for 25. According to Ian Rappaport, Marlon Humphrey, Roquan Smith, they're going to miss the next couple of weeks at least. You already have Van Noy and Broderick Washington out for a couple of more weeks. So where does Zach Orr turn to fix a defense that was already broken before these guys started dropping like flies here?
Well, it's going to be a lot of younger players stepping up. You know, the rookies are going to have to make impacts. And whether that's Malachi Starks, Teddy Buchanan, Aeneas Peebles, all those guys are going to have to kind of step up and really have bigger roles than anticipated. I guess Malachi was expecting, you know, he's a starter, so that's a little different. But, you know, you don't really have a lot of other options here at this point because, you know, it's hard to kind of get everybody on the same page like that when you have so many injuries. And, you know, it's not like the defense was playing great when those guys were in there anyway. I mean, you know, with guys like Roquan and Marlon, they've had rough years to start, but, you know, the experience that they have is valuable. And, you know, with them going down for a couple of weeks, it's going to be guys like Keon Martin, who's going to fill in the slot there for Marlon. And obviously with Roquan, it will be Teddy Buchanan, like I said. But that's really all that you can do right now. I mean, you can look to the practice squad. You can look to free agency. You can look to make trade. And I'm sure that Eric DeCastro is trying to figure out ways to get people in and see what's available right now. But at this point, you just kind of have to rely on the younger players. And, you know, for a team that's competing for a Super Bowl and has started off as slow as they have, that's something that is a little bit scary.
Why do you think that they didn't run the ball more last week?
Something about that Chiefs team and running the ball and everything. I just think that the Chiefs have the Ravens number. And because to me, like, there's not a viable explanation. To me, it probably would just be, again, that the Ravens felt like it was going to be this really high scoring game for both teams, and for the Chiefs it certainly was, but, you know, they're like, oh wow, we have to keep pace with the Chiefs and we're not going to be able to do that if we run the ball. But then Derrick Henry is averaging over 5 yards a carry, and you don't utilize him. I mean, the running game averaged 10 yards a carry essentially, and even if you take out Justice Hill's 70-yard touchdown, they still averaged 6 yards a carry. So we're here again for this Ravens team. We've been here too many times for this Ravens team when you're talking about just abandoning the running game. You know, it's something that, yes, they become more balanced under Todd Monken, and we know that. You know, they're throwing the football a lot more, and that's great. Like, it's good that they're doing that. But you need to also play to your strengths, and one of their biggest strengths is the ground game. And when it's actively working for you and you continue to abandon it in some of these big-time moments, I mean, it's essentially hurting your chances and almost, you know, you're taking away something that you know can help you in a football game. So it's the same conversation about not having Derrick Henry out there on some of those third and short, fourth and short plays. And John Harbaugh clearly made it clear he didn't like what Todd Monken was doing out there on Sunday, but he's also the head coach. So I feel like, you know, he has his fingerprints all over this team. I think, you know, real conversations have to be had, and we'll kind of see what those look like over the course of the next couple of weeks.
How do they fix all the missed tackles the last 2 weeks?
A lot of tackling drills, I guess. I don't know. It feels like we're back in like 2022 and they were missing tackles left and right, and that was the conversation each and every single week. I mean, they have to, you know, wrap up. You got to go to the legs and just kind of hug the legs. Like, that's what you got to do. I mean, the thing is, they're also a team that wants to force turnovers. And they haven't done that. The last time the Ravens forced a turnover that wasn't against the Browns was the Texans on Christmas Day. So now you go and play Houston again. But they're trying to punch the ball out. They're trying to be aggressive, trying to make those plays. And I think that, again, like, that's great. Like, forcing turnovers, or at least trying to, is something they should be doing. But not at the expense of actually bringing the ball carrier down. You know, it should be something that, you know, you have a guy, or maybe your teammate has a guy and you're going in, you know, Marlon Humphrey, you got the peanut punch going on, fruit punch going on there, but not at the expense of the guy wriggling out of the tackle and going and picking up 5-10 extra yards because you can't make your stop. So I think that, I'm not saying to not prioritize forcing turnovers, because they should, but I think you do, you can't just, like, you know, be super, okay, we're just going to go for the ball every single time and, you know, only wrap up with one arm and try to go for the ball with the other one. I think you have to be selective in when you do that.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens wire. Maybe they go Mr. Miyagi and sweep the leg, do what they have to do. But Kevin, if the Ravens are 1-5 at the bye, next two home games against playoff teams from last year, Houston and then L.A., the Rams, that is, could we expect to see changes in some capacity on the sidelines during the bye week before the Bears come to town?
I would assume so. If they're 1-5, I mean, I'm not sure they'd fire John Harbaugh in season. I feel like that would be an off-season thing for them. But, I mean, I would assume it would be one of the coordinators. You know, I know Zach Orr would probably be the one that everybody's looking at right now. I mean, yeah, if you're 1-5, you're in a lot of trouble heading into that bye week. Even though your schedule opens up a little bit, I mean, you're leaving yourself very little wiggle room to actually go out there and lose a game or two. That essentially would end your season. So, yeah, if they're 1-5, I'd expect them to make a change for sure.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens wire. Kevin, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll catch up with you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kevin Allstriker will come back, whip around two games on Monday night. We'll talk about those. A little highlight action for you. One team picked up their first win. Another team just picked up their second straight, which could be a lot of consecutive losses. And then at the bottom of the hour, notes from the North. We're going to Cleveland with Scott Petrak, Richard Skinner from WKRC in Cincinnati, and then Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Talk about the first-place Steelers. That's right, the first-place Pittsburgh Steelers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game.
Everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Good evening, 81057 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Top 25 college football came out over the weekend. Didn't really get into it much yesterday. Associated Press, Ohio State number one. Oregon number two. Miami three. How about Ole Miss catapulting to number four? And Oklahoma Sooners coming in at number five.
That's not going to last long, Bob, with the quarterback being gone.
Yeah, Mateer.
Yeah.
Shedding a tear from Mateer. Apparently got seven votes.
Last week was what, six?
So they moved up in both by being inactive and everybody else handling things. Got 10 in the coaches poll. So good news there. Speaking of Maryland, getting 5.5 this Saturday at 3:30 against Washington. Terps are 4-0. We'll see how that one goes. We'll be breaking it down for the rest of the week here on 105.7 The Fan. Maryland AD Jim Smith will be joining us on Thursday to preview that game against the Huskies. Doubleheader in NFL last night. Monday night extravaganza. Starting in Miami, Dolphins, in my opinion, wearing some ugly-ass uniforms. Taking on the Jets with Tua Tagovailoa. Here's a guy that's been much maligned. Same with the coach, Mike McDaniel. But they got a guy that the Ravens drafted. If you recall, came out of retirement. And they say, I'm back, blanks. I've had a couple of touchdowns in the process.
They fake it to Gordon, Tua on the move. And flips into the end zone for a touchdown. The second time, it's Darren Waller, the new Dolphin tight end. Making a huge impact in his first game since January.
Chris Fowler, ESPN on the call. Two TDs for Darren Waller. Jets, they drop to 0-4 as the Dolphins pick up their first win 27-21. Achane rushed for 99 yards in a TD. The big news here is Tyreek Hill's out for the year. Dislocated kneecap, torn ACL. Terrible news.
Yeah, it was ugly too. And I don't know. The Jets, they beat themselves. I mean, they're going in to score, and they fumble it away and everything.
Yeah, Braylon Allen.
Turned it over three times. And yeah, they're going to have a hard time winning games if they're beating themselves all the time. They did some nice things, you know, but it's kind of a boring game.
Dante Trader, former Terp, forced one of those fumbles for the Jets, so congratulations to him and them. And then in the nightcap on ABC, Denver taking on Cincinnati. We know the Bengals' dilemma. Shamar Stewart didn't play their first-round pick, who they finally got signed. Joe Burrow, the toe, he's going to be out probably for the duration of the season. I don't see why you'd bring him back unless you pull a Rutschman just to play because you compete like that. But Broncos taking on Cincinnati, and in the end, this was all about the puffy pants for Bo Nix and the boys.
On third down and two, Nix, end zone, Sutton, he's got it! Touchdown, Denver. What a catch.
Bo Nix, 29-42, two touchdowns, did throw a pick. Corlett Sutton caught one of the two. 28-3 was the final score. That was Joe Buck. Troy Aikman on the call, ABC/ESPN. J.K. Dobbins, 16-101. Four games he's rushed for 323 yards, but averaging 5.7 per carry for the season.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks good. Said that earlier. I think he looks faster and explosive than he ever did for the Ravens.
So as Denver gets the win, Cincinnati, they've dropped to 2-2, but expect a lot of L's to be coming their way over the next few weeks here because, like, the Ravens depleted with injuries. And we don't know when Lamar Jackson's coming back. We know Burrow's not coming back
right
anytime soon. Baseball playoffs start today. Keep you up to date on the first game, which starts at 1, Detroit against Cleveland. Let's not forget, in early July, Tigers were 15.5 games up over the Guardians. Cleveland won the division. Not only caught them, but passed them. Williams against Scooble, 1 o'clock first pitch. Then you have the Padres and the Cubs. That's 3 o'clock. Nolan's boy, Nick Pivetta, on the hill for San Diego against Matthew Boyd. Then you got the Red Sox and Yankees at 6. Crochet against Fried. Two big-time lefties there. And then later tonight, Reds at the Dodgers. Hunter Green throwing 101 against Blake Snell. Yeah, you paid him a bunch of dough. It's what you paid him for. Playoff game. These are best of two. The games or the series, for as long as they last, will be at those venues. They don't start traveling until the division round starts later this week. And we'll talk about that with Mike Exisa from CBSSports.com coming up at the top of the hour. But when we come back on this Turn It Up Tuesday, notes from the North. Scott Petrak, Brown Zone. Talk to him. Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. Talk to him about the inevitable. I mean, we should be popping off in Baltimore, by the way. But Ray Fittipaldi, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I think the last time he was on, said, might as well just give the Ravens those T-shirts for the AFC North. Yeah. Not anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
4 weeks into the NFL season of 2025. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato, and Noel McGraw On the other side of the glass, it's notes for the North. And we'll start in Cleveland from brownzone.com. By the way, all of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Scott Petrak. And Scott, first of all, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, 1-3 did upset the Packers, which was a pretty significant win a couple of weeks ago. But Schmidt missed another field goal. And old Joe Flacco, you know, we love him around these parts. A couple more turnovers. What's the process moving forward here for Kevin Stefanski at quarterback and maybe with your place-kicking situation?
We could get a quarterback change as early as this week. Stefanski left the door open on Monday. Wouldn't commit to Flacco. I don't know if he's still making a decision or just didn't want to announce it yet. But if it's not this week, it's coming soon unless there's a huge, you know, correction, course correction with the way Flacco's playing. More importantly, the way the offense is playing and the Browns win some games. So I think you'll have that. Now, you mentioned Flacco's turnovers. They've been an issue. They're not all his problem or all his fault. I would say most of them aren't. But when the offense is, you know, scoring 14 points a game and not moving the ball, quarterback's the easiest thing to change.
Hey, Scott, what would be the quarterback rotation?
Yeah. You know what? It would be Dylan Gabriel is your starter.
Mm-hmm.
Stefanski wouldn't go there as far as who his backup would be if he made the change.
Right.
I would think Flacco would be the number two. I don't think they think Shedeur Sanders is ready to be a play away right now. That doesn't mean if Gabriel got hurt that the next full game they wouldn't go to Sanders. But, you know, I think Flacco coming off the bench gives you a chance to win a game. I don't know if they feel that Shedeur Sanders could do that right now.
All right, Scott, how frustrated is it for the defense? Because they're phenomenal, you know, but they're on the field so much and, you know, in short fields and all those types of things. How frustrated is the defense?
Yeah, they're trying to say all the right things. I think there is a level of frustration. I talked to Grant Delp at the safety after the game, and I was like, how hard is it when you keep getting put in these spots? And he's like, it's not easy. And that's just how it's been for this team. You know, you look at that game against the Lions, they gave a long drive early, 65-yard touchdown drive. After that, all the scoring drives were 44 yards or less, and we're talking one was 5 yards, one was 16 yards, one was 20 yards. This defense is not giving up yards. They're still number one in the league in yards, yet they're getting put in terrible spots, and that doesn't include a punt return for a touchdown.
All right, you're in London taking on the Vikings this week. The Browns are, of course, Scott. And look, Gainwell looked like Franco Harris running the ball against Minnesota last week. Judkins looks like a keeper for sure. How do you see this one playing out with a minimal spread, air quotes, of 3.5 in favor of the Vikings here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be low scoring. You know, both teams are dealing with injuries on their offensive line, which affects. So they're going to take advantage of that. I think we're going to see Carson Wentz again. So how explosive can the Vikings be offensively? So I see a low scoring game. I mean, right now I'm leaning toward Vikings in a tight one, but it could go either way. And all of a sudden the Browns are 2-3 heading to Pittsburgh and the conversation would shift.
Scott Petrak, brownzone.com. Scott, always appreciate your time. Let's go to Cincinnati. Last night, the Bengals lose Monday Night Football to the Denver Broncos. From WKRC, it's welcome back to the show, Richard Skinner. And Richard, obviously the Ravens dealing with a ton of injuries, and you got the biggest toe of them all there with Joe Burrow. But what was up with Ja'Marr Chase on the sidelines last night, he and Zach Taylor?
I think he's just frustrated with what they're trying to do offensively at the moment. I think the last two game plans with Jake Browning, the one in Minnesota, they wanted to try not to lose that game and don't turn it over. And guess what they did? They turned it over 5 times. And then the whole mantra last week was, got to take care of the ball. I got to check it down. I got to throw it away. And Jake was really indecisive. I mean, there were some times he had a chance to let a pass rip, and he just didn't for fear of throwing an interception. I think the only solace would be coming out of this game, knowing kind of how conservative these last two game plans were, is you just got to say, you know what, we got to let the kid rip. I mean, he's going to make mistakes, but we also saw him when he did rip it a couple of years ago, and he did just fine and won us a bunch of games. I don't know why they went to these game plans like they did, but I think it was frustrating for everybody. And part of it, I'll tell you, part of it's the offensive line just really struggles. Orlando Brown's not the player you guys remember. Ted Karras, center, struggling. They started 2 rookie guards last night. And last year's first-round pick, Amarius Mims, the right tackle, has been very middling to this point. So it starts up front. I know everyone wants to point the finger at quarterback. It's a big deal Joe Burrow's not playing, but there are a ton of other issues besides quarterback right now.
Richard, where's the hope?
It's a great question. So that was asked of a lot of players in the locker room last night. I think I talked to four or five, and that was kind of the theme of the column was, right, of, you know, what gives you hope? And there wasn't really a definitive answer, like, yeah, we know we can fix this, and, you know, we it was more, we know what we got in this locker room. We've done, well, do you know? I mean, was last night really what this team is? Just a bad team? It may be. You know, Minnesota, I can excuse away five turnovers and a margin of feet like that. It gets ugly. Last night, they were just bad. I mean, they were outgained by the fourth most yards in franchise history in a single game. They had more penalties, 11, than first downs, 9. I mean, it can't get any uglier than that.
Is the defense better than it was last year?
I thought it was from early in the year, but Cam Taylor-Britt, who's a starting corner, got pulled after 6 snaps last night. Some of it I'll give him a little pass, you know, in the second half of that game, because they stopped the Broncos until really the last drive of the game, was they were on the field so much that they were just out of gas. But I don't think it is. They had no pass rush at all last night. I think they had one quarterback hit, no sacks. They were gouged for a second straight 100-yard rusher. They've been now starting to rotate Logan Wilson and another rookie linebacker, Barrett Carter. They're searching for answers. And 4 games in, I get a lot of coaches will say, you know, we'll know where we are at the end of September. Well, if you know what this team is right now, it's a hot mess.
I mean, we feel your pain, by the way, Richard, going on here in Baltimore. The Ravens at 1-3. But last thing for you, Vinny brought up the defense. Shamar Stewart, how severe is the injury with the kid, the rookie draft pick here?
Yeah, they called it week to week a couple of weeks ago. I would guess if we see him this week practice tomorrow, it would be in a limited basis, but that would be a good step forward with a chance to play this week. But if we don't see him go tomorrow, I'm going to guess it'll be at least another week before he gets a chance to get back.
It's Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. Now let's go to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They're 3-1. They're in first place. They should be taking a victory lap at the end of September. Let's welcome back Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, appreciate the time as always. First of all, how's Jordan Addison feeling right now, getting caught by a linebacker on what should have been a 99-yard touchdown reception?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that was a tremendous play by Peyton Wilson. And honestly, guys, I think it saved the game. You know, they had to run 3 more plays. They didn't get to the end zone until fourth down there. And running that minute off the clock was really, really important. So one of the best plays I've seen by a Steeler defender in a long, long time. So, yeah, that certainly played into the Steelers hanging on to win that game in Dublin.
Hey, Ray, I thought watching that game, I was so impressed, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, how he kind of controlled that Vikings defense because he was getting rid of that ball so quick.
Yeah, I thought a big thing in that game was staying in second and third and manageable and not allowing Brian Flores to get to his exotic blitz packages. The Vikings love to bring pressure, but, you know, when you're running the ball well, when you're in second and 3 or third and 3, third and 2, that makes it a lot easier on the quarterback to execute in those situations. And one other thing about that game, DK Metcalf really struggled to get targets and to be productive in the first 3 games. They made a concerted effort to get the ball to him early in that game. I think he had 122 of his 126 yards before halftime, including that 80-yard catch and run. So getting DK Metcalf involved certainly helped as well.
Hey, Ray, did Tomlin catch a lot of flack for the clock management in the fourth quarter? I mean, I'm watching that game, and I'm saying, what are you doing?
Yeah, to me, there were a couple interesting calls there.
Yes.
I think looking back, he probably wishes he had kicked that field goal to go up by 13 with about, I think there was maybe, there was less than 5 minutes to go in that game. They really didn't have to make it, you know, that interesting. And, you know, he said after the game that, you know, Rodgers and, you know, other guys on the offense talked him into that. And then later in the game, you know, I think they were on their own 45,
yes,
fourth and inches. And not only do you punt the ball there, but your punter punts the ball out of the end zone. So you only get like a net of maybe 20 yards or so. And, you know, if not for Nick Herbig getting a pressure and forcing an intentional grounding, you know, the Vikings had a real chance to go down and at least tie that game and send it to overtime. So, yes, he is being criticized, but like you said, they're 3-1. They're up 1 on the Bengals, who don't have Joe Burrow, and they're up 2 on the Ravens, who I'm not sure what's going on with Lamar Jackson, but you know, it seems like he's going to be dealing with that hamstring injury at least for a little while.
All right, Ray, to your point, last thing for you, handicap the AFC North. We're a month into the season. October is tomorrow. Steelers look at, well, they're on bye this week, but they're looking pretty good, I guess, moving forward.
They are. You keep seeing their odds go up when you look at FanDuel and all those other sites. I mean, to me, you know, if Lamar's okay, I think they're going to be able to outscore people. And the defense is probably still an issue there. So the Ravens aren't going to go away. But, you know, the Steelers were a big underdog to be involved in this thing before the season started, at the very least, by going 3-1 before their bye week. They're giving themselves a chance to at least be in the conversation come December with the AFC North.
Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, appreciate the time. That's your notes from the North. Steelers sitting here in first place at the end of the calendar month of September. We'll come back, revisit old Nolan McGraw over here. Get your phone calls. Report that 583-1057. Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. We'll preview the wild card round of the Major League Baseball playoffs, which start today. And then Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. He was there at the warehouse when Elias met with the media. Get his impressions on what was said. And the managerial search, how long will that last? Forget about the GM. Now you got to bolster the roster. And the Orioles have a 9.2% chance of getting the first pick in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft because of that dopey new lottery thing they got going on. But that's their problem. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go get Nick in Westminster. Nick, thanks for holding your own with Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
You know, just wanted to say, you know, it's been a long time coming, you know, for us Ravens fans. And, you know, it's the first time I feel like we've had our backs up against a wall in, you know, some years now. You know, the O-line, we're not looking good. Kyle Hamilton, we paid him this money. He's a great player, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, geez, the guy, you know, sometimes he's a cone out there when it comes to coverage. And, you know, I just wonder with the O-line, you know, I'm watching the game. I'm seeing Falele get smoked. I'm seeing Stanley get smoked. You know, maybe we need to, you know, put them at D-line or something. Get some reps on the defensive end, too. I mean, with Madubuike out, our back's up against the wall. And I just want to know what you guys think about it, because Falele, he's a big body. You get him out there on the D-line, maybe he could do something. But, you know, that's all I got to say.
All right, Nick, thanks for holding.
Falele wouldn't be a good D lineman.
Well, he's struggling at offensive line right now.
He's not explosive with his hands, so that wouldn't be. But in the run stuff, he has not done a bad job. He has not. And then when he's got a big guy on him in pass, he's okay. He just struggles when people want to stunt. When he has to be where he's in athletic position, where he's got to worry about quickness and quick lateral movement and stuff, that's not him. And you know that. So, I mean, in the run stuff in that first series and when they were coming in that first series, he was fine. The O-line was fine. And some of the times Lamar's holding the ball too long, which makes the O-line look bad. You know, so they're taking some heat, which on some of it they shouldn't. But on some, they deserve it. And with Ronnie looked like he was playing on one ankle or one and a half. I mean, he was just gutting it out. Then he couldn't gut it out anymore. So they brought in Noteboom. But Ronnie could not anchor is the biggest thing. Couldn't put his foot on the ground in the anchor. And they were just trying to bull rush him back. And he was doing as good as he could for that time. I mean, he showed up to start the game. But then he couldn't finish.
Well, we were talking last week. He didn't practice. Wasn't a rest day. He was banged up. He was a game-time decision. And we saw that he couldn't make it through the game. Mike Preston, by the way, our colleague on Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, gave the O-line an F.
F.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Calvin in Baltimore. Calvin, what's up?
Bob and Vinny, how you guys doing this
morning? Hey, Calvin, how you feeling?
Okay, Bob and Vinny, I'm going to vent a little bit, and then I'll hang up, and I'll listen to you guys' comments. You know, I don't know about you, but my interest in sports is kind of going by the wayside, particularly in football, a little bit of basketball. These guys are young. I understand that. But, you know, Bob and Vinny, here's what I'm talking about. Here, Chiefs, right, won 3 out of the last 6 Super Bowls. Here you got this guy, Kelce. When they start losing, he's humping and bumping all up with the coach. That's disgusting. You got A.J. Brown, okay, great guy and all. Here Philly is 4-0, just come off of a Super Bowl. I'm not getting the ball enough. I'm not gah. Just won a freaking Super Bowl, man. Fourth game. Okay, now here you got these poor workers losing their jobs, military, Fed workers not getting paid, Congress guys, they acting like, you know, they got like a kindergarten and daycare mentality. The guy in the White House, he has less credibility as a bozo the clown. And Bob Venice, the last thing. When LeBron retires, hey man, I'm probably almost through with basketball. I remember 21 years ago, I was 52 years old. I played a guy that was 20 years old, great, tremendous athlete. I beat that guy, and my buddy, who's now, who's Natty Seats, he said, Calvin, he says, where you get all that energy? And I said, hey man, it's all God. It's no. These guys, you know, have no heart. They don't have no guts. But it's just the whole thing, man. But as far as the Ravens guys, they got a lot of injuries. I'm still with them. I wish them nothing but the best. Bob and Vinny, you guys are a class act, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I listen to y'all before I watch some of these doggone sports. Take care, guys.
All right, Calvin, thank you very much. We'll stick to the A.J. Brown part of everything. And good job beating that guy when you're 50 years old. I mean, I could barely walk to the bathroom nowadays at my advanced age. A.J. Brown had a monster game 2 weeks ago when they beat the Rams. He was one of the main reasons they won that game. But he had a relatively small target share in their win against Tampa. Remember, they were blowing them out early in that game. But he posted a Bible verse. Mm-hmm. You know, as a Catholic, I'm a pretty poor one at that. But basically said, if you don't want me, get rid of me. I mean, he's been in the ambulance a lot, and he was in it last year, too, on their way to said Super Bowl championship. And if I'm not mistaken, when Tennessee traded him there in the first place, they paid him pretty hefty contract.
Well, those elite wide receivers, Bob, they're all like, look at Chase last night, same type of thing. And if they're not getting the ball, I mean, they're highly, highly competitive dudes that their egos are totally out of control, and they want to flip. Jerry Rice was the same way. But Jerry, you know, he wouldn't outwardly bitch. You know, he would just say it to the quarterback or what, you know. I mean, because he kept it just between him and the QB or what. But you knew when he was upset, and T.O. was the same way. I mean, those guys, that's what makes them great.
But if the landscape was different 35 years ago, where there was social media, guarantee you they would have been popping off to more than just in-house. Because that was A.J. Brown didn't go to the beat reporter for the Eagles. He posted it on social media.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
And then you're reading between lines.
Could you imagine Dion with social media back then?
No, he didn't need social media. Everybody heard him loud and clear. When we come back, shift to baseball. Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Preview the wild card round of the baseball playoffs, which start in about an hour. So stick around for that. We'll count some dough, hopefully at 12:15. We'll buy or sell and get into the sports subjects of the day. And we'll go back to John Harbaugh. Met with the media yesterday, one winning drive, talking about his team. The one thing we know for certain, at least that John Harbaugh said it, Nnamdi Matabike out for the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.